And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled Swords or Pistols at Sunrise. It's hard to believe, as I look back at it now, that anyone could conceivably think they could get away with a duel at sunrise. And yet, Yuki Butcha decided to challenge me to a duel, my choice of either swords or pistols. And all because he was so jealous of my attentions to Rosalie McClanahan, whom he considered his girlfriend. Well, as today's episode begins, it's early in the morning at our house, all the way up the next block.
Boy. There's a clock downstairs striking 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock in the morning. I wonder what time the sun rises.
Hey, you awake there, Sparky lad?
Yeah, I'm awake, Mayor. Are you?
Yeah. Do you say that was 4 o'clock just struck in the old grandfather's clock there?
Yeah, I just laid here and counted them. I think I heard the clock strike every hour since midnight. I haven't been able to sleep a wink all night, Mayor.
Well, in a little while, Big John will have to meet Yuki Butcha in Harvest Home Park to fight the duel that Yuki challenged him to.
Well, Yuki said Big John should meet him at dawn. When is dawn, Mayor?
No, it's in a little while. As a matter of fact, it's 4 o'clock now. You and me better be getting up and getting dressed. Let's let Big John sleep a little bit, because he'll need all the rest he can get today.
Yeah. Well, it won't take me long to get dressed. Yeah, do you think Yuki will really want to fight a duel?
Well, I don't know, lad. Fight duels against the law, you know.
You mean, if I get caught fighting the duel, they could get arrested?
I could get arrested. They will get arrested. I'll guarantee you that. There's no quids about it. But don't worry, Big John's going to meet Yuki at Harvest Home Park, but he ain't going to fight any duel with him. No, he's going to try to talk Yuki out of it. And if Yuki won't agree, then Big John's going to challenge him to a boxing match with fair and square rules in a prize fight ring. What do you think of that?
Hey, boy, that'll be okay. Well, I'm just about dressed. Are you?
Yeah, I'll except tie my shoes here. Look, maybe you better go on into Big John's room now and wake him up.
No need for that, Mayor. I'm already awake and dressed.
Well, morning, Big John.
Morning. I don't see you two are ready to go over to Harvest Home Park to meet Yuki, too.
Yep. I wonder if Yuki's awake. Maybe he forgot all about his duel and he might still be sound asleep.
Oh, I'd imagine Yuki's awake and raring to go. He is, that is, if I know old Yuki. He's thinking all this quite seriously in his own little way.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, we better get over to Harvest Home Park. Look, the sky over there in the east is starting to get a little light. Guess the sun will be coming up soon.
Yeah, that's right. Well, okay, let's go down to the garage and get the car out and be on our way. Yuki will be waiting for us, no doubt.
Yep, and I'm betting old Yuki will change his mind about fighting this here duel when it comes right down to actually fighting it, I mean.
Well, now, come on. Stop standing around here talking, and let's get over to Harvest Home Park before the dawn gets here.
One excuse Yuki won't be able to use is if we didn't get here on time. It's still dark, and the sun won't be coming up for a little while yet.
I'm sure it's dark. It's darker in the park here than it was out on the street.
Well, of course, it's because there aren't any street lights here. And the trees along the edge of the park keep the light from shining inside here.
I think you should be about ready to pull the car over in that parking area over there, Buster.
Yeah, that's just exactly what I intended to do.
Then I still say if Yuki shows up, I'll be the most surprised feller in the face of this here earth.
Don't you think Yuki really meant what he said when he challenged Big John to a duel, Mayor?
No, now, lad, you know Yuki as well as I do. He gets some mighty funny ideas in his head at times, but before long, he forgets all about them. I wouldn't be surprised, like I said, old Yuki's at home right now, just snoring off his head.
Maybe he is. Then again, maybe he's sharpening up his swords and loading up his pistols.
Oh, Sparky, do you have to be so gruesome?
Well, didn't he say that you have your choice of weapons, swords or pistols?
Yeah, but I'd just rather not think about it, if you don't mind.
Hey, Big John, you wouldn't be afraid to really fight a duel with Yuki, would you?
Well, listen, this isn't a matter of courage, Sparky. If it was something sensible and a necessary fight, I'd be more than willing to take my chances, but this whole thing is so ridiculous.
Of course it is.
Yuki's my friend, Sparky. Friends don't fight between themselves like this.
No, I guess not. Well, what are you going to do when Yuki gets here?
I'm going to try to talk some sense into his head.
You know, Buster, if I know old Yuke, not much chance of you talking that into his head. When Yuki gets a crazy notion in his noggin, it stays there until he forgets about it himself.
I've never been awakened outside this early in the morning. Boy, it's just like nighttime, isn't it?
Not anymore, it isn't. Look over yonder. The sky is getting gray, and over there in the east, the sky is red. See that? Yeah, it's dawn.
Wonder where Yuki is.
Oh, I told you he wouldn't be here, Buster. We'll stick around just a little while, and then we'll go back home and get some more sleep.
I'm still sleepy.
Shh. Hey, just a minute. Listen.
That sounds like Yuki's Model T. Yeah, it is. See? Here it comes down the road. Uh-oh, Yuki's coming to fight the duel.
Well, what do you know? So it is. Well, Buster, up until now, I was thinking that he wouldn't be taking this thing seriously, but what are you going to do?
Try my best to talk Yuki out of it. This is ridiculous. Who ever heard of fighting a duel in this day and age?
Oh, they do it, Buster. They do it in some places. It just so happens that it's against the law around these here parts.
You needn't worry, Mayor. That law isn't going to be broken. I'll talk Yuki out of this duel. It's the last thing I do.
Yeah, and if you don't talk him out of it, it might very well be the last thing that you do.
Well, I'll say that you fellas are here bright and early, all ready for the big duel. That's fine, real fine. Well, now we can get this here matter settled once and for all.
Say, just a moment, Yuki. Do you mean to tell me that you intend to go through with this ridiculous thing?
Why, of course I intend to go through with this ridiculous thing. What do you think I'm carrying these here wooden cases for? One of them contains my set of matched dueling pistols, and the other is my set of matched dueling swords. Choose your weapons, Big John. Swords or pistols? I mean business.
Well, Yuki, what would you do if I refused to fight this outrageous duel?
You can't refuse. Your honor as a gentleman is at stake. And if you will not choose your weapons, I will.
Now, hold on there, Yuki, would you? Another little matter that seems to escape your attention just so happens it's against the law to fight a duel in the United States of America.
I don't know of no law that says it's against the law to fight a duel. Now, you just keep out of this, Mayor. It's dawn. The sun is rising in the east. My fair lady's honor is at stake, and I'm about to fight a duel for her honor. All right, Big John, choose your weapons, swords or pistols.
Yuki, I'm not going to fight a duel.
Well, that's a fight. How do you do? Feller can't even fight a half-wit duel nowadays. Look, Big John, I slapped your face with my gloves. When that happens, that means I challenge you to a duel. You can't back out. It's against all the rules of chivalry and all that there kind of stuff like that there.
It's also against all the rules of modern civilization.
Well, which is more important, modern civilization or chivalry?
As far as I'm concerned, modern civilization is more important.
And as far as old Yuki Butcher's concerned, chivalry is not dead.
Well, it will be if we fight this duel.
Well, since you have shown the white feather, the true mark of cowardice, I shall choose the weapons. Big John, I choose pistols. Here's your dueling pistol. Prepare for the duel.
Look at the pistol Yuki just took out of the box and handed to Big John. Why, it looks like he really means business. Wow, he really wants to fight a duel. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Something. Yuki Butcher really wants to fight this duel over Miss McClanahan. Warned him that it's against the law to fight duels and that he can get arrested, but Yuki doesn't believe it. Big John doesn't want to fight the duel, but it doesn't look like he's going to be able to talk Yuki out of it. Boy, look at Big John and the mayor talking to Yuki. They're talking so fast I can hardly understand what they're saying. Well, maybe they will convince Yuki. But if they don't, wow, I wonder what'll happen then.